Can you believe it's been a whole year since the U.S. House passed those three major crypto regulation bills back in July 2025? It's honestly a bit disheartening to see where things stand now.
It is quite surprising, actually. Despite that initial momentum, comprehensive federal oversight remains stalled. It's a stark reminder of how complex this legislative process can be.
Right. Two of those measures did eventually become law, which is something to celebrate. But the flagship Clarity Act has just been trapped in a Senate committee for 365 days. It really highlights this massive divide between legislative ambition and political gridlock.
That's the crux of it. The Clarity Act was designed to resolve long-standing jurisdictional conflicts between the SEC and CFTC, establish clear definitions for digital assets, and create standardized rules for stablecoin reserve and consumer protection.
Exactly. By assigning explicit oversight responsibilities to existing agencies, the legislation aimed to eliminate regulatory overlap and reduce compliance uncertainty. It was supposed to create a predictable environment for institutional investment and responsible innovation.
And industry leaders emphasize that such clarity is a foundational requirement. Without it, efficient capital allocation, long-term product development, and sustained consumer trust are incredibly difficult to achieve.
So why is the Senate just sitting on it? The stagnation is real, and it's frustrating for everyone involved.
It comes down to deep ideological divides. Some lawmakers prioritize strict consumer protection and market stability, while others advocate for a lighter regulatory touch to foster technological innovation. Neither side is willing to back down.
And it's not just ideology, right? You've got these jurisdictional disagreements over agency authority, plus the broader political calendar. With election cycles, budget negotiations, and competing policy priorities, crypto legislation consistently gets deprioritized.
Precisely. The result is a prolonged regulatory vacuum that forces both policymakers and market participants to operate in sustained uncertainty. It's not an ideal environment for growth.
But you know what? The crypto ecosystem isn't just waiting around. In the absence of federal clarity, everyone has adapted through interim strategies.
That's true. Companies are implementing rigorous internal compliance frameworks, engaging proactively with regulators, and structuring products around the most conservative interpretations of existing laws.
And many have also turned to state-level charters and licensing programs as stopgap solutions. It's a patchwork approach, but it's what's available.
However, those workarounds introduce significant challenges. You end up with fragmented jurisdictional rules, elevated operational costs, and the persistent threat of retroactive enforcement.
It definitely impacts investors, too. We're seeing heightened market volatility and cautious institutional adoption, even as the underlying blockchain technology and market demand continue to mature.
Looking ahead, the path to comprehensive crypto regulation will likely depend on political compromise, targeted regulatory guidance, and sustained industry advocacy. We need to see all three align.
I think Congress may eventually pass a diluted version of the Clarity Act, something that addresses core jurisdictional questions while deferring the more contentious provisions for later.
That's a possibility. Alternatively, federal agencies may continue to shape the market through interpretive guidance and enforcement actions until legislation finally advances. It's a slow burn.
Regardless of the route, the need for a coherent federal framework is now undeniable. We can't keep doing this forever.
Agreed. The technology has matured, markets have expanded, and the regulatory gap remains the industry's defining challenge.
So, stakeholders must remain agile, strictly compliant, and prepared for whatever policy framework ultimately emerges from Washington. We've got to stay ready.